Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. PATCO suspended running trains this morning because of power issues. KYW's Mike DiNardo joined us live earlier while it was still going on.
No PATCO service this morning. The problem was a PSE&G power surge at the Westmont substation at 7:39 this morning, says DRPA CEO John Hansen.
It blew out the fuses. Our diagnostic teams were on the scene, determined that the fuses at the Westmont substation were blown out, and repair crews are on the way now with materials to repair it.
Hansen says trains did have enough residual power from the Philadelphia side to make it to the nearest stations, and that's where those trains remain, and it'll be several hours before the fuses are repaired and service is restored. Riders on those trains have been told to look for other transportation in the meantime. NJ Transit is cross-honoring PATCO tickets this morning.
Meanwhile, a group of vandals spray-painted graffiti at Termini Brothers in South Philadelphia just days after the death of the bakery's longtime second-generation owner. KYW's Tim Jimenez is in South Philly with the story.
Termini Brothers on Instagram and Facebook called this a punch in the gut. Yvette, who lives a few doors down, has known the family for years and was very upset to hear about the vandalism.
It's terrible. How could you live like this? You know, these people are good people.
It was just after midnight on Monday when the bakery's surveillance cameras captured a group of five people hanging around. At least one scaled a metal fence to get to the roof of the smaller portion of the building. He then used black spray paint to draw some sort of symbol on the bakery's white exterior right by an exhaust fan. They also spray painted a metal guardrail in the small lot next to the bakery and a non-Termini's owned van that happened to be parked close by on 8th Street. This happened even though the bakery has overhead lights shining brightly to deter crime. This is one thing the Termini family did not want to deal with while they mourn the loss of 86-year-old Vincent Termini, who died a few weeks ago. This morning, a crew with CLIP, Philadelphia's Community Life Improvement Program, came by and painted over the graffiti so it's no longer visible. In South Philadelphia, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Allen Iverson bears his scars in his new memoir, Misunderstood. He promoted the book Tuesday night in the city that lived and died with him during his story NBA career. KYW's Vic Ragapathy was there.
It was a frank fireside chat at Theater of Living Arts Tuesday night. Allen Iverson flanked by podcast host Gillian Wallow as he discussed his life and career and his new memoir, Misunderstood.
I'm just like you. I'm no different from you. When you read the book, hey, I went through that, man, I'm going through the same thing. If he can overcome it, then I can.
Iverson's time behind bars after a bowling alley brawl in high school nearly killed his career before it began. His clothes, hair, tattoos, and expression were all true to his Hampton, Virginia roots, but he was often branded a thug and was made an example by an NBA that now embraces player empowerment and black culture.
It's definitely changed. I just took that with me for it. It's bittersweet. I've matured so much in my life, and I've been able to let the bad taste in my mouth go away, because you should feel good about what you had to go through for somebody to not have to go through it.
The crowd received Iverson with warmth and reverence. Jordan O'Neill is a Philly native who looked up to AI as a kid.
You look at a young African-American man with tattoos, saggy jeans, you know, jersey hanging half off, and you judge him by that. But his peers, they've all noticed and said that he's a one-on-one person that has truly a big heart.
In Queen Village, Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Two shuttered Delaware County hospitals are being sold for a total of $10 million. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, officials are optimistic that this will bring much-needed health care back to the region.
After going into bankruptcy, Prospect Medical Holdings closed hospitals and dozens of medical facilities around Delaware County.
It has created a health care desert in some areas of our county.
Delaware County Council Chair Dr. Monica Taylor says it looks like two of those shuttered hospital buildings may once again reopen as medical practices.
Prospect went through a bidding process, and there were two successful bidders, one on the Springfield location and one on the Chester Crozier Medical Center location.
The 11-acre Springfield Hospital campus was won in auction by Philadelphia-based Restorative Health Services and Scion Investments for $3 million. The 65-acre Crozier Chester Medical Campus was won in auction by Chariot Partners for $10 million.
To have new partners coming in that are interested in bringing healthcare back and helping us through this phase of rebuilding healthcare in Delaware County, it's just really critical.
Deals on both purchases are being finalized. In Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.